God. We thank the Lord for allowing us to come together again. And actually tonight, we're going to, it's sort of a continuation from last week where our message was learning to trust God. And believe me, it is just that. It is a process. We are all learning how to trust God. And we learn how through experiences, just through life experiences, just living life regularly on day by day, and the different things that we are confronted with. And God knows that we are learning how to trust Him. Praise God. And it is a process. And I would say that it's a lifetime process, because there is so much that we are going through, and even right now we know what's going on in the world, and there's so many people that don't have hope, and they don't know the Word of God. And that's why it's important that we take the time and to share what thus saith the Lord. So in continuation of that, our topic tonight is trusting God while I wait. Trusting God while I wait. And the subtopic to that is, tell me, what do I do while I'm waiting for God to bring me out, while I'm waiting for God to answer my prayer? Tell me, what do I do in the meantime while I'm trusting God and waiting for Him? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Well, turn with me to Psalms 37, the 3rd through the 7th verses. Psalm 37, 3 through 7. King David gives an explicit instruction as to what do we do while we are waiting on God. Praise God. And it reads, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Fifth verse, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Praise God. Amen. And in the last verse that we're reading says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Praise God. I read that a second time for a reason. Glory to God. And so we hear what the instructions are, and we're just going to just look at it just one by one briefly for the time that we have allotted to listen and explore what God is saying. So there are like five things, specific things, instructions that God has saying to the people of God, to the saints. He's saying, number one, trust. Number two, delight. Number three, commit. Number four, rest. And number five, wait. My God. So let's look at this trust. It says, trust in the Lord. And see, we don't trust in man. We don't trust in flesh. See, man meaning not even your closest friend. Not your husband. We're not putting trust in our wife or trust in our children or trust even in our best friends. And not even yourself. In other words, you don't even trust in your abilities. No matter how much you think you know, how much you think you've been through, how much you think you've accomplished, what your degree is, what your knowledge is, the Bible tells us that, no, we cannot trust our flesh. You know why? Because flesh is subject to fail us or subject to disappoint us. We can't even trust in our bank account, because it might be there today and it may not be there tomorrow. But we can put our trust wholeheartedly in the Lord. See, the Lord is the only one whom you and I can put all of our trust and dependence upon. Glory to God, because man is subject to fail. See, we can depend on God no matter what. But here's something very simple that every one of us can relate to. God said that as long as there's seed time and harvest, there will be day and night, and we see day and night. Now it's darkness, and then in a several few hours, it will be daylight. My God, God, there's some things God has established, and we can depend on him no matter what. Now look, the Message Bible puts it like this. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. In other words, trust God. Invest in his word, because the word of God is what we can trust in and we can depend on. It's not going anywhere. The Bible tells us that heaven and earth, it shall pass away. But he said, but my word shall never, ever pass away. Hallelujah. So therefore, invest in his word. See, God's word, it yields a positive return on your faith. Hallelujah. God yields a positive return on your faith. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you and I need is mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith will do. Because God, to do that mustard seed faith, God can cultivate that faith, that kind of faith, and bring it to an elevation in him. Hallelujah. So the scripture tells us in Proverbs to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Hallelujah. That tells us right there. We can't trust in what we think we know. We can't trust in what we think might happen. We just need to trust in God's word. Everything you have, take it to the bank in his word. We can stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. And then the third thing, it says delight. Delight thyself in the Lord. See, we're talking about trusting God while you wait. But tell us, what do I do while I'm waiting on God? But the word tells us to rejoice in the Lord. And again, it says rejoice in God. Delight yourself in God, meaning celebrate God all day long, every single day. What do you mean, celebrate God all day? In other words, thinking on his goodness and just really praising God in your inner being, praising God. Get happy as if the answer has already arrived. That's what he's saying, delight yourself in God. Celebrate him. We have reason to give God the praise because we understand that all of our help, it comes from the Lord. So in other words, make melody, as the scripture says, melody in your heart to God. And some melody, you know how some people like to sing in the shower? Seems like it sounded even better singing in the shower, but that's okay. See, you make a melody in your heart between you and God. Maybe to somebody else it don't sound so good, but that doesn't matter. As long as you are connecting to God's heart, it's heart to heart. It's a relationship. Hallelujah. So you're delighting in God, making melody in your heart. And the Bible tells us, sing a new song. In fact, we are reading that right now. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Can I tell you something? When you get in the spirit and the power of God is bubbling on the inside, God will give you a song. He'll give you a song to sing as unto the Lord. And I tell you, you'll find yourself mounting up with praises and with joy. So get up. Refresh yourself. You can't go by how you feel, because a lot of times we don't feel too good in the morning. Sometimes it's rather rough. But get up. Refresh yourself. Hold your head up high, because you know that help is on the way. Hallelujah. Continue to believe and thanking God and giving him the praise. Delight yourself in the Lord. And guess what he said? He shall, not maybe, but he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Now, that's enough to give God the praise on right there. Glory to God. I get excited about that because it's a promise. See, while you're waiting on God, think on those promises, not so much looking at your circumstances. It might look kind of gloom and doom and so forth, but look at God. Look what did the word say about it. And that means you and I have hope. Oh, yes, we do. So delight yourself in the Lord, knowing that He shall give you. What are you? What is your heart desiring? What do you desire from God tonight? Delight yourself in God, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We got to move right along. The next thing is commit thy way unto the Lord. In other words, that word commit means pledge or devote or promise that, God, I devote myself to you. I promise myself to you. God, I'll just stand on your word. I pledge to just give up all and follow you, Jesus. Commit everything you do to the Lord. That's what he's saying. While you're waiting on God to answer and while you're trusting in him, commit your way. The Bible tells us, trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him to help you to do what it is that you are committing to him. And guess what? God will do just that. In other words, turn your will, completely over to God's will. Let your will be swallowed up in God's will. This is more easily said than done. I kid you not. But if we follow the instructions, as God has given these instructions, we will come out with the victory every single time. People will look at you and say, all that you've been through, you don't look like that at all. You got a smile on your face, and you got just a pep in your step, and the joy of the Lord is bubbling over. Guess what? When your joy is bubbling over, it bubbles over on somebody else. Hallelujah. They see it, and they will wonder, ask you, what is going on with you? Why aren't you sad? Why aren't you depressed? But when you step in the Word of God and you let God's Word step through you, you are setting yourself up for a victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So trust God to help you to do it, to commit your way to him. The Message Bible, I like it way it says this too. It says, open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. In other words, give God your all. Tell him what your shortcomings are. He already knows it, but tell him. Say, Lord, I desire to do this. I want to commit myself to you. I want to pledge myself to you. Not only you commit yourself to him, the Bible says too, and do good while you're trusting in him. Do good. So trust God with yourself. Trust God. Trust God for your husband. Trust God with your wife. He knows what to do. Trust God with your children. Sometimes the children don't act exactly the way they should, but just trust him. God knows how to fix it. Trust God for your friends. Trust him for your enemies. He said he would make your enemies your footstool. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Talking about what do I do while I'm waiting and trusting God. So turn them all over to God. He knows how to handle. He knows how to do that. Can I let you in on another secret? Trust him with your money. Uh-oh, did I strike a note there? Trust God with your money. It belongs to him anyway. He's the one that gave you the health and strength to make the money and provide for you. So why can't we turn over what he said, the portion that belongs to him? I'm going to tell you what, when you give God the 10%, oh my God, he knows how to bless and multiply the 90%. Trust him with that. Pay your tithes. Give your offering as unto the Lord. There's no way that you can follow these steps as King David has laid it out here in 37 division of Psalm and not be blessed. However long it takes, trust God and believe God while you're waiting on the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah to that. Glory to God. See, we know we can do it because the scripture says all things are working together for our good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose, not ours, but to his purpose. Amen. Amen. So far we talked about trust. Trusting in God while you're waiting on the answer. Delight yourself. Commit yourself to the Lord. Now the next one is rest in him. Rest in the Lord. If we believe God, then let's just rest in him. Rest from stress. Glory to God. Yeah, that kind of rhymes, but hey, but it's saying something. Rest yourself from stress. And God wants to take away our burdens. He already said, cast our cares and our burdens upon him, for he cares for us. Glory to God. And see, when you're resting in the Lord, you're not worrying about anything. See, why should we worry about it when God is always present? Hallelujah. When you're fully trusting in God, trusting him by faith. And when you're saying by faith is the substance of things hoped for. No, I don't see it, but I believe it. See, faith, that substance, the very substance, that's what faith is. I believe it, so I just trusted him. And so therefore, I'm resting. See, God says, in Psalms, he said, look, that God neither slumbers, neither does he sleep. Hallelujah. But see, if he is up and never sleeping and never slumbering, why should we stay up and wearing ourselves, pulling our hair out, and look like we should have had a good night's sleep and worried and all that stuff? And then as a result of worrying, because everything has a consequence, as a result of restlessness and worrying and stress, it has an effect on our physical body. We can't think properly. We can't process things properly. So why not turn it over to God and say, God knows how to handle it, and then we can rest. Hallelujah. We can lay down at night and sleep, especially since we know he neither slumbers nor sleep. The word tells us, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. It says, let your requests be made known unto God. Isn't that all right? Glory, glory, glory to God. So far we talking trust in him while we waited to continue to delight ourselves in him, rejoicing in him, and celebrating God. Then we commit our ways to the Lord, and then we continue to do good. Then we just decide we're just going to rest in him. Say, God, you got this thing. You have it, God. Even when we're sick, God, you got it. I don't feel good, but God, I'm resting in you because you are a God that never lies, that you are God that will give us our heart's desire, that you are the Lord thy God who heals me. So why can't I just rest in you? Do we know sometimes where our next dollar is coming from? Do we know how we're going to pay this and what's going to happen with whatever it is that we're trusting God for? We just don't need to worry about that. Trust him. It's more easily said than done. We can preach this all day and night. We can sing it and shout it, but it's when we apply the word, when we decide, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I've done it my way. I've worried long enough. But God, it's time for me to settle down, trust you, and to rejoice in you, commit my way, turn it over to you, and rest. And last but not hardly least, it says, wait. Not only wait on God, but the word says, wait patiently on the Lord. Uh-oh. I don't know. This might be the hardest one. Waiting on God and then patiently. You know, the enemy will talk to you. He says, look how long you've been praying. So some people have been praying and waiting for God to give them a husband. Lord, I've been waiting all this time. I'm praying. I'm even fasting and everything. I'm doing all that I know how to do, and I'm still not married yet. Oh, my God. But he says, wait on him. Wait patiently. God knows when the time is right. He knows the right person. My God, I just tell you, you don't know how God will move unless we just trust him. Wait on him. He says, wait patiently. That word patiently, oh, my God. What's one thing to wait? It's another thing to let patience have her perfect way work. You know, when we're waiting on God, that doesn't mean that we're mumbling and grumbling and complaining and saying, look, I'm tired of this waiting, and I'm just tired of paying my tithes and offering. I'm tired of trusting in this because I don't see anything. I just don't see this. I don't see that or whatever. But you tell the enemy, devil, you are a liar because God's word is true. See, God watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. The Bible says God is not slack concerning the moving in his word, his promises. He will move like he said he's going to move. He will move when he gets ready to move. Hallelujah. Praise God. He doesn't have to be governed by time. We live in time. But God has whatever the situation is, God has it. So he says, wait. and then wait patiently. While we're waiting on the Lord, the Bible says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, while we're waiting, God knows what we're going through. He knows the struggles we go through. He knows how we feel. Hallelujah. So the he says he will strengthen you. In other words, he will give you a boost. See, why? That's why it's important to rejoice in the Lord. Because as you rejoice in the Lord, the power of God just fills your very spirit. But as you rejoice in the Lord, you forget about the troubles. And then your mind is stayed on God. And then he comes and he inhabits the praises of his people. He comes and he gets his praise. And there's no way that you and I could be in the presence of the Lord and not be blessed. Hallelujah. So that's why it's important. Rejoice in him. Delight yourself in him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say amen to that one. Hallelujah. He shall strengthen your heart. As you are waiting on God, he strengthens you. Remember the words of the prophet Isaiah, and this is in chapter 40 and verse 31. He's saying, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But we have to let patience have our perfect work, that one day we may be perfect, the word says, and entire, and wanting nothing. What a place to be in God. Hallelujah. Look at the promises that we have. It's not only are we waiting on him, but God, and think about it, like he gives us a B12 shot, a Holy Ghost shot. He gives you just a shot of the Holy Spirit that say, it gives you a boost in the spirit, let you know, okay, I can make this. And you're going to be running, and you're not going to get weary. And hallelujah. And then you'll walk, and you won't faint, because why? Because God has strengthened your heart. He promised that he would do it. But we just have to allow patience to have her perfect way work. And then when perfect is through, and when the Bible says when we've suffered for a while and everything, and we've gone through things for a while, but he says after that, he says, I will establish, I will settle you. I will establish your feet. I will establish your going and coming, that you will be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Rest in the Lord. As you're resting in God, you're renewing your mind. You're renewing your spirit. As we're resting in God, it's just like taking time to go to sleep at night. The body is designed to rest. And while we are resting, that cells are being renewed and done. Different things happen to our body when we're getting the proper rest. We can sleep good, and then we have the strength that we need, and we have the vitality to go through the day and so forth. Well, then flip that in with the spirit, that if we rest in God, he knows how to strengthen us. He knows how to give us what we need. He gives us that peace. He conditions us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. So I tell you, I'm excited. I know you have to be excited. Glory to God. Here is the remedy. Here are the instructions, what we need to do. Tell me, what shall I do while I'm waiting and then I'm trying to trust God all at once? We trust it. We delight in him. We commit ourselves to him. We rest in him. And then we just wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed, and I'm asking God, help me to do just that. He gives us principles to follow, and all we have to do is follow these principles. We have to commit ourselves to be disciplined to do what thus saith the Lord. It's all of us. Nobody has it made. No one said, well, I don't have to do that. I can do this. No, God has a way. We got to do it God's way, or we suffer the consequences our way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for this opportunity that He is giving us to share a word tonight. I tell you, the time goes by so quickly. Glory to God. But I tell you, I praise God. I'm excited about the Lord. I know you're trusting God for certain things. So now, I mean, we know what to do while we're waiting for that answer to come. But we're just going to continue to pray, and we continue to believe God. We're going to continue to pray for the Smith family. The husband passed from the COVID, but we're going to continue to pray for that family. My God, we'll continue to pray for Mother Doris Bolden. Oh, we'll continue to pray even for the Harris family and Rocky and Terry Reed. We are holding you all up in our prayers. Believe in God, that God will strengthen you, and He'll give you that Holy Ghost boost that He knows how to make everything all right. Praise God. We continue to pray also for the Booker family. Praise God, and we praise God for them, and we know that God has everything in control. Glory to God. We pray for Robert Shirley Cooper, and we continue to pray for Brother George Bolden. My God, we're continuing to pray. There's so much. Sister Truesdale, she said she was asking for prayer for her daughter, and she was asking for prayer for her family. We continue to pray for all those on our prayer list. Hallelujah. That we may not call by name, but God knows our name. Yes, He does. He knows our name. He knows what we're going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are praying for our church family. God will strengthen the church family, that He will give you that extra boost that we need to stand and look into God for strength each and every single day. We are trusting Him. Glory to God. So let's just go to the throne of grace. Our Heavenly Father, we praise You. We glorify Your name. We thank You, God, because You're so good. You're so good to us. We thank You, God, because of Your goodness and Your mercy. We are here today that we can give Your name praise and glory and honor. God, because of Your mercy, God, you engrafted us into Your royal family, God. God, we just thank You, Lord, that we are children of the King. God, we look to You, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we thank You, Lord, for Your word tonight. Oh, God, because You have compassion on us, Lord. Had it not been for You, God, we would have been consumed a long time ago. But God, we just thank You. Glory to God. We just bless Your name. We thank You, God, when we lay down at night, that You allow the angels to encamp around about us and keep us in all our ways. And God, we just thank You, Lord, that you touch us with the finger of love, and You touch us and we wake us up right on time. God, we don't take that for granted. God, we thank You, Lord. Even God, sometimes our bodies are in pain and they ache. Oh God, that we're suffering some things, but God, You know all these things because You said we don't have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Oh my God, You know what we're going through, God. And God, I pray for every single person that name is on this prayer list, God, for every spoken request and unspoken request. God, we ask, God, that You would just continue to touch those that are sick. God, You said that You would give strength to those that are weak. Hallelujah. You give power to the faint. Hallelujah, God. We believe in You, God, that You will renew our strength, renew our mind. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise You because we can depend on You, God. That's why we can trust You, because we can depend on You. You are prayer-answering, God. God, we just thank You, Lord. We just thank You tonight. We thank You for all the things You've already done, for the prayers You've already answered. God, we thank You each and every day that You allow us to see a brand new day, a day that we've never, ever seen before. Father, we just thank You, God. We thank You, God, because goodness and mercy, it follows us all the days of our life. God, we just praise You, God, because You are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd. So we don't need to suffer lack. We don't need to want for anything, God. We thank you, Lord. Your word says, if we be in evil and we know how to give good things to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give to us, give to them who ask him, God, hallelujah, and walk upright before you. Father, we praise you. You say, God, that your eyes are upon those that fear you, Lord. Our hearts fear you, God. Everyone on this line, that fear is reverential fear. We reverence you tonight. God, we're just not going to ask you for a lot of things tonight, but we're just going to praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. There's a praise. There's a praise in our spirit tonight. I feel the praise in our spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You said it in all things to give thanks, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy that was brand new this morning. We do thank you, Lord, how you remember us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For God, you said to take your yoke upon us and learn of you. For your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. We thank you. It's a blessing to be yoked up with you, Jesus. We thank you for your shed blood. We thank you for your delivering power. God, we thank you, Lord, for salvation, for our family members, our friends, our neighbors, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word doesn't go out and return unto your void, but your word will accomplish exactly what you have set forth and the purpose for it to do. God, we just thank you, Lord, that we can rest in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, tonight that we can commit our ways unto you. Oh, yes, we can do good as your word says, because you empower us, God. You strengthen us, God. I'm asking, Lord, that you continue, Lord, and fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. Indwell us, God. Endow us with the anointing. Saturate our mind with your spirit. Saturate our souls tonight. Saturate me tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, God, those that are just looking to you, God, let them, God, let them see you walk in that light. Hallelujah. Let them be the light, God, that you intend for us to be. Help us to be the salt that you called us to be, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the joy of the Lord. That's our strength tonight, God. We're not asking you tonight, but we're just thanking you right now because we believe you, God. We're asking in faith, God. We're making our supplication made known to you. We thank you right now. We're praising you, God. We're lifting the praise. We're raising the praise before you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for making us whole. We thank you for making us complete tonight. We're complete in you, God. We take it by faith. We're asking by faith. And we believe it tonight. Pain. The pain got to go. Sickness has to go. We believe you, God, that we will walk in the newness of life, that we walk in complete healing, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my God. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for the ways you made for us, God. We look into you, God. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of our faith. We bless you tonight. We just bless you, Lord. We feel the power of the Holy Spirit. We are thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we believe you. We're standing on your promises. Father, we even thank you, Lord. You keep us well. You're keeping us covered up. You keep us protected from the COVID-19. We thank you, Lord. You're able to do it. And we thank you, Lord, each and every day, God. We thank you for the shadow. We can dwell under your shadow, Lord. As we dwell in your secret place tonight, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For we know you're in control. We thank you. You are Lord of our lives. lives. And we bless you. We thank you, God, tonight. We thank you for freedom, Lord. We thank you, Father, right now where we stand. We thank you, God, that one day, God, you would cause us to lend and not having to borrow. God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that you said the last will be first and the first shall be last. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we can take our rightful place in you. We bless you right now, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we ask all of this, and we praise you in Jesus' name and for his glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on this line. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we praise God for this opportunity that he allowed us to just bring a word tonight. We thank God for the opportunity that we had to lift up the name of Jesus. We encourage you to continue to be blessed and encourage you to continue to trust in the Lord. So until next week, we ask that you continue to bless the Lord, continue to pray for us, and we will pray for you. Love the Lord. Love on somebody. Show somebody God's love. Let them see the joy of the Lord in you. And we are continue to pray one for the other. God bless you. Be blessed. Continue to look to the hills, which comes our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. May God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen and good night.